Welcome back, everybody, to the SideQuest Podcast. This is Eric. I am joined by J&J. Which one's which? We don't know. But Jeff, how are we today?
Doing pretty good. Just taking it easy, getting ready for October.
Yeah.
You know, just excited, but also enjoying just a couple weeks of just laying low.
Yeah, for sure. Justin, how are we doing today?
I'm pretty much the same. I can't believe that we are about to kick into the official spooky season. It's coming. It's happening. And September is done. So wake me up when September ends.
Easy there, Green Day. We've got 10 days left. Well, according to right now today, but by the time you listen to this, we'll have less days left. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We are so close to Spooktober. We couldn't even wait. We actually started watching some classics. Jeff, you actually told Jess, hey, if you're going to watch some classics, you got to watch Scream and Halloween, Friday the 13th. So I hate to say we're already a little ahead of the curve, but we already watched three classics.
I really want to watch some, but I'm holding out. I'm doing decorations this coming Saturday.
Nice.
Getting all that set up. So then it's ready to go October 1st because the whole family's coming back out to the house that weekend.
Yep.
So I want to make sure it's all lit up and all good to go Friday the 1st.
All good to go. I like that. So it was a busy this past weekend. I know last episode I wasn't able to join. I know you guys were joined by the very funny Mr. Feline Machine. So I heard that was a great episode. Little treats.
Little chuckles. I mean, Mr. Tom himself is always a treat.
Trick or... Well, that he is. I'm sure everybody out there is definitely going to listen, tune in, share that bad boy. And Jeff, you had a little busy weekend over there too. You actually got back to a movie theater. Is that what I heard?
I did, and I didn't really want to go because I wanted just to watch it in the home theater we have here. But you know, it was it wasn't bad. I haven't been to a movie since probably months prior to the COVID thing even happening. So I went and saw Shang-Chi in the theater, and it wasn't bad, because the theater clearly upgraded, so the seats were clean, and it was all, like, recliners that you pressed a button, and it went up, so it was actually not bad, and it's, nowhere else you can get a giant screen like that. There wasn't too many people there, so it was quiet, so it wasn't bad.
Okay.
And I wasn't, unhappy I didn't go. It was fun. I got out of the house, because I was just sitting inside. I got Red Dead Redemption 2, and I was just thought I was out west for probably 2 days straight. So I'm like, I need to probably get out.
Oh God! So without any spoilers, where would your personal ranking be of Shang-Chi on the kind of whole Marvel 25 four movies, however many there are now?
It was really good. It was surprisingly very good.
Okay.
It was still nowhere near Ragnarok because, Ragnarok for me is my favorite. And it's just, Loki and Thor and Jeff Goldblum. I don't know. You can't really top that. But it's up there and probably, it's probably in the top five. It was just, I didn't know anything about Shang-Chi or the Mandarin or any of that stuff. So this, whatever you call it, hero story, what the hell's that? I can't even say the word, god damn it.
Yeah.
But it was really, if you see Spider-Man, we all know how he got his powers. Stop showing that stuff. We already know it. We get it. But this, I had no idea. So it was interesting. The villain was really good. It was, it wasn't very black and white. There's reasons why he was doing what he was doing, and it was just, it was good. There was a lot of great cameos in it, and it was, it felt like watching a Jackie Chan movie just in Marvel. So there's a lot of really well choreographed fight scenes, because it's using more Chinese martial arts opposed to the other Marvel characters just kind of punch you. They don't really have any formal training. I think Captain America is more like a boxer and Black Widow's more like a UFC fighter, so it was cool to see martial arts. And the rings are really fucking cool.
Yeah, like, they look badass in the previews. Gets
them, they're just badass what he can do with them. So the ending was like watching an anime. The last 40 minutes, it was just watching an anime in real life. So it was very good.
So you were in your element the whole time. Didn't disappointment. Yeah, for an introduction to a new Marvel hero. And I'm the same way as you. I don't know what the fucking word is, but Justin, you probably have it on the tip of your tongue. God, what is that called?
What?
I know what you're trying to...
Origin! There,
Origin, yes! Story. Oh my God. Yeah. Look at us trying to think of a five-letter word.
There you go.
It was really good. Highly recommend it. There's like his friend in it, this girl who was in...
Awkwafina! Yeah, yeah.
She was hysterical, and both them off each other were just phenomenal. There's some really great scenes. You guys are going to love it. It was really good.
Yeah, I know I want to get back to the theaters. I have kind of a list of movies, and I have a feeling theaters will probably just have some movies out there for a while, and like, you know, not much is coming out in theaters. I mean, some is just going straight to streaming, but if it's still out there in the next couple of weeks, I'll probably go check it out.
That's my little side question for you. And I was thinking about this last night, is The Matrix, because I saw it be promoted on HBO Max, and I think it might come out on there right away. What are you doing? I think I'm going to go to the theater for that.
Absolutely. 100%. I want to go see, and I know we talked about this before, Dune in the theater. And I would love to see it in IMAX, but the IMAX bias closed down. And then also Matrix. Those two would get my butt in the seat.
Yeah, I heard Dune was really good. It released in, like, right now, Scandinavia, and people just can't get a ticket to go see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just sold out.
That's good news. That's a really good sign. Really good sign. Jeff is hogging all the airspace, all the airwaves.
Yeah, it's just there's nothing but bad breath going on right now. So what's your question for me?
What is there any movie between now and the end of the year that's going to get your butt in a seat as opposed to waiting for it to come out at home?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe Spider-Man comes out in December, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that might be a big one that I might want to see, but I'm also looking forward to the Sopranos prequel movie, which comes out October 1st, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
It's a show.
No, it's a movie. It's a movie.
Yeah, it's literally a movie. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. And it focuses on young Tony Soprano, and he's played by his actual son.
Yeah, I remember seeing the preview for that, and I don't watch a ton of TV. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you guys don't either, but I feel like if that's coming out October 1st, very soon, I'm not seeing the overload of every time I scroll through something. I'm not seeing previews for it like I do other movies.
You haven't seen anything about it. That's why I thought it was a TV show. I didn't.
Yeah, but
I don't know what their marketing efforts are, or if they actually need to market it at all. Because one, Sopranos is one of the most universally loved TV franchises, and two, the fact that it's literally James Gandolfini's son playing young him. Like,
yeah,
you've heard of the Sopranos, you love him. What's not to love? Why would you not watch this?
Yeah, and you would think they would like tell you when it's coming out. I don't even know when it's coming out, and I also thought it was a TV show.
Well, that's so because you're silly.
And also, how many folks out there after they watch the movie are just going to go back through the whole fucking series of Sopranos? Like, it's just
already thought about that.
If anything, it's a marketing plan in itself. Cause you know, the movie comes out, the word spreads, especially coming up here in holidays, HBO Max subscriptions, boom. I mean, it's genius. They know what they're doing.
They do. But I agree with Jeff. I think that it's out there, but it's not out there as much as it should be. But I don't think that any of the HBO Max movies have really done an excellent job of marketing.
Agreed. I feel like the only one that or maybe two. I'll give two of them semi-credit. And this is just because I was scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or whatever the fuck I was. I feel like Justice League and Suicide Squad were like the only two that every five things I scrolled through was another preview or a little fucking hashtag or whatever. But totally agree with you, Justin. Nothing else really is anything I saw on ads. It was just like popped up something new. I'm like, oh, wow, what the fuck is this? I've never even heard of this show or this movie.
Well, I mean, look at wow. You know, we talked about No Sudden Move in, you know, previous episodes.
Yeah.
There was literally like nothing for that. What was the one? I don't even remember the name of the one that had Jared Leto a few months back in it.
Yeah. No Sudden Move, No Sudden Ads, what we should call it. And God, what was the other one? I don't even know. See, like, that's how quickly it came and went without much, I don't know, an impression on me. But
yeah, so I mean, but HBO has always been that kind of like gateway, I guess, where it's always been like this special privilege to be a part of the I have the HBO package on my cable channel.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for everyone, but if you can, if you had an extra $13 a month, you can get some Tales from the Crypt.
Yep, you're on the inside now. Well, we'll see. Hopefully we can get back to some theaters here soon. I would love to get back. I was always a avid movie goer, at least once a month or twice a month, to go see the latest and greatest. Even if it was like a shitty movie that nobody cared about, we would go see it. So yeah, I'm excited to get back there if we can, but I'm even more excited about what's to come here on October 1st. We've been talking about it for a couple of episodes. We've been giving little teasers, little breadcrumbs, letting you know that something big's coming, and we are going to be launching our SideQuest podcast 2.0. And so what does that mean for listeners? Well, some secrets we will still not tell. You'll have to tune in to find out. But come October 1st, we are going to be switching things up just a little bit. So, Justin, are there any little teaser bits, maybe one little tease that you can provide our audiences about October 1st?
I will say this, size doesn't matter, but we're going to give you more.
Oh, God. I should just end the episode right there. I can't beat that. I can't beat that. Jeff, is there any small tease you can give our listeners out there about October 1st?
Just agree with Justin on that. Summed it up.
Justin did sum it up. We are super excited to launch 2.0. We're going to be giving you a lot of great content, and I just don't want to say anything more about it. You're going to have to tune in and listen to find out. We've got a lot of great stuff, a lot of great segments and guests and collaborations. And oh boy, we've got a laundry list of fun stuff for you. So we are almost here for our second year, and we are ready to unveil it and show it to you, whether you like it or not. And
we are opening the kimono. It's coming.
It is coming right off. So with that being said, we will be back October 1st. So set your TV dials, your phones, your calendar reminders, call your mom and dad, tell them to wake you up on October 1st, because it's going to be a big day. We're excited. So with that being said, gentlemen, how shall we end this final episode of our first year?
We all have to make a noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to make a non-racist noise too. So let's make that a priority.
No Shang-Chi. How about
Shang-Chi?
How about we do this? How about we do I start with 3 and then Jeff 2 and then Justin 1 and then we say Happy New Year.
That's the thing that you thought of.
I've got nothing else because it's a new year for us, the SideQuest podcast. We're on the calendar, you know. All right, ready? Let's do it. 3.
Ended with our best O's.
Oh, okay. We could do that too. You guys start. I'll interrupt. No, you two go, and then I'll go last.
3, 2, 1. We'll O it all up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
1.
Hello.
Old Man River.
Licky lick.